Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of redemption, what it is even all about. Some of the senses we've made out of it. And so far, our guests have really spoken powerful about this, including our special guests on the show. They've really spoken powerfully on this. I am so elated with happiness about what I'm hearing. You know, the good promises that are there. It's just wonderful. It's just beautiful. All right. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's see what you say with regards to this. What is redemption? And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And the number that you can dial in the studio that would come live, it's 012-334-1322. Okay. Malak, let me bring this to you. The very notion of the Father, Abba Yahuwah, being the author of this. It's just amazing. I'm looking at Psalms 31. And David seems to have had a very clear picture of redemption, man. He says, verse 1, "In you, O Yahuwah, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness." Yes, redemption. Righteous deliverance. "Bow down your ear to me and deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me." Redemption also, we see in the plans of the Father. It becomes a fortress of defense for our salvation. It says, "You are my rock and fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." We've spoken about this. Redemption is also Father, the Father leading us in his righteous judgments. And it says, "Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength." It is also the Father pulling us out of the net, the cobweb, if you know the cobweb, the net that has been put by the evil ones as a snare for us. And Baruch spoke about, you know, the fallibility of being man. You know, of being people. So as people, we have fallibilities. We might be speaking good things today, and the following day, we might be trying to explain our ways out of a bad thing. And it says, "Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For in your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Yahuwah, Elohim of truth." Malak, what comes to mind here?
To the Rabbi Malak,
it's, you know, so, it's so heartwarming, man.
You made a point, and I'm glad you noticed it, that King David, Malak David, was not just a king, but he was a prophet.
Yeah.
Very deep. You know, if there's any part in the Bible that I love the most, Psalms.
Yes.
So. Now, Ari, you know how he speaks it. This is a man whom the scripture says, or his name means the man who is after the heart of Abba Yahuwah, meaning that he loved him with his all. The unconditional. And loving him meant even when he went astray. Psalm 51, we see him, it's the prayer that he makes after he took Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. He comes back. He repents. He doesn't say, "I'm the king, so what?" It shows that humility. And that is why now, like, it just shows the redemption, that the path that he walks to say, even when he's made the census and he was not supposed to make it, there's a punishment that comes. But Abba Yahuwah says, "Ish, but I am, let me relent." And now he shows grace and favor. So, which means in our walk, right? There will be, the redemption is not, can I say it's a continuous thing, because as long as we are alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As long as now, we live in this dusty road called Earth.
Thank you.
Mm.
Ari, let's go to the first book of the Bible, which is called Genesis. And let's look at it from the Hebrew point of view, because they call it Barashit, right? And I'm just going to just by looking at it and interpret it literally, what it says, ne? Because it says Barashit, but what I want us to look at is that it teaches us that here we are on this location, which is the Bar, and we being the Ra, which would mean the elect ones, ne? We have to be put into the fire. So the fire is the sh, like as in ash. So which means this fire purifies us. So as we walk on earth, right, as there are things that we get to learn that are not good for us, hallelujah. But now we are being brought into a position. We are being brought into a phase of being in a union with Abba Yahuwah. So which means for us to get to the Ta, which is the covenant, the end, it's the process in which we have to pass through. So there's that refining moment. And that refining moment is what removes all these stains, all these spots, whatever that we've learned that we're not supposed to learn. And how do we get to do those? It is by walking according to the word. So it shows that when we walk in, when we follow the word of Abba Yahuwah, when we walk, when we stay in obedience, when we practice and when we preach it and we practice it, then it shows this is the way that leads us to that refinement, and we are able to get to the place of rest. Hence, I said earlier on, at the end of the day, it is now the crowning.
Mm.
The crowning, that is meaning that our names must be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
Wait, one. Mm. So that is now what this is about. So now, when we look at that Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 17, which says, therefore, if any man is in Yahushai, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's because I have left the things, the traditions, the cultures, the things that I learn here in the world, which are not scriptural.
Mm.
But I follow with obedience. I look at the word of Abba Yahuwah, and I stay in the word, because Yahusha says, stay in my word.
Yeah.
So therefore, when we are in his word, it means then that is where we can have that touch. We can have that feel of redemption, where we can say, he is our rock, he is our fortress, he saves us, He's our refuge, he's our strength, he's our deliverer in times of troubles, because the demons, they cannot stand the presence of the word of Abba Yahuwah. So we may be overwhelmed with whatever we overwhelmed with, but the minute we start to spend time in the word, the minute we start to meditate in the word, the minute we start to walk in this word of truth, to start to practice it, challenges will come, but we are like cushioned.
Mm.
Because now he says, I will send my Malachim so that your foot does not dash into stone. So then we no longer stumble, because his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we come to the unity. It is important for us to know, us being this new creation, us being born again, it's not about just and then fine. And then after that, I go and be the same old person. It means there must be a change in my lifestyle. Well, the way you make it feel like a thing, I've been touched. There's something that has come to me. And it's now to say, I'm beginning to take this work so serious, and I need him in my life. I want to connect and have that intimacy. And when we are together, he walks by me side by side. So everything that I do is more like, you know, like David now, whereby even when he sees Ejilepos, he's able to come back and to stay into walking in the light, trusting in Abba Yahuwah, because he says, Abba Yahuwah, you are my Elohim. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about redemption. What it is even all about. What comes to mind when we touch on this. 0826572729. Let's hear you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And let's hear what you say. 0826572729. What is redemption even all about? Let's hear what you say with regards to that.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right. And like I said, we also asked Lisapoe to actually help us in terms of talking about this. And thank you so much, Lisa, for always availing yourself, always making that effort, you know, to avail yourself to really work on the shows that we do and the contributions we've made the past 2-3 weeks. I really appreciate. All right, this is how it went. Hi, Lisa. All right, let me do this a bit. It looks like we have muted her, unfortunately, and we should start from scratch. Hi.
Redemption is one of the most powerful and hope-filled truths in a Christian life. Mm. It means that what was once lost can be restored, what was once broken can be healed, and what was once condemned can now be forgiven and set free. At the heart and the center of redemption is Christ Jesus, who is the one who gave up his life so that we could be set free. Mm. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we are reminded that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Now, kungomusa, this is just by God's grace, kungomusa, ukuthi our lives can be redeemed and restored into the image that God had at the first place for our lives. It is easy to hear that verse and miss its depth and miss its meaning. Now, check this. In him, we have redemption. Not because we have ended, not because we fixed ourselves, but because he loved us enough to pay the price. It's not because we were able to perform good works for a certain period of time. Now our lives are redeemed and we have started start a new chapter in a clean slate. Now it is all good. No, safelwa, sathengwa, you know, he loved us enough to pay that price. He gave his blood and the sacrifices so that we can find the forgiveness in him. Forgiveness doesn't just cover our sins. We need to acknowledge that. It actually removes our guilt. It restores our dignity. Forgiveness rewrites our stories, you know, from the narrative that we know and the narrative that obviously people know and have seen you display. Forgiveness is able to rewrite that narrative and rewrite your story. Right now, you might feel like your story is too stained to be redeemed, but God has never been intimidated by our brokenness. You know, asimehlulu uNkulunkulu, nothing is too hard for him. Let's think about King David. He was once a shepherd boy that turned into a king. He was called a man after God's own heart, yet he failed miserably by committing adultery, by lying, even murdering, you know. But when King David repented and went straight to the throne, he knew where to go. He didn't go to other sources. He didn't go to his advisors. He went straight to the throne and repented. God didn't discard him. Instead, God embraced him and redeemed his life and continued to use him as a part of his redemptive plan through Christ. In Psalms 51, it is recorded that David's prayer after his failure in verse 10, he says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Now, that is the heart of someone who believes in redemption. First, you have to believe that you are redeemable. You have to believe that Christ has done in the cross is enough to save even you. By not pretending, by not getting it right, but by trusting that God can make it right for you. Or look at the thief who was at the cross next to Jesus just before death. He had no time to clean up his life. He had no opportunity to prove his faith with good works. He simply cried out, "Jesus, help me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." He cried out to Jesus. And Jesus answered him in Luke 23, verse 43, by saying, "Verily, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now, that's redemption. It is immediate. It is underdeserved. We don't deserve redemption. It is immediate. It is underdeserved, but also it is a beautiful experience. And that is the same grace that is offered to me and you. A grace that is immediate, a grace that is undeserved, but the grace that is so beautiful to rewrite our stories. Now, there is nothing, I understand this, there is nothing in your past that disqualifies you from God's future. You know, no failure, it is too great. No wound is too deep for God. No sin is too dark. You know, the cross of Christ has already declared that your value is greater than your worst living moment. You know, the grace of God, the cross, what he has done in the cross, it has nullified your worst living moments, you know. So remember that in Romans 3 verse 23 to 24, that everyone has sinned. We all have fallen short of God's glorious standard, all of us. Yet, yet in God's grace, God has freely made us right in his sight. You know, he did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the well-deserved penalty of our sins. Now, this is the gospel, that Jesus Christ didn't come to make bad people better. He came to make dead people alive. This is the gospel of the cross, to set the captives free. You know, that is what redemption is. It brings life where there was only death. So today, whatever guilt you are carrying in your heart, whatever shame whispers in your ear at this moment, just give it to Christ. Give it to Jesus. His arms are wide open, and his grace is just enough for me and you. And he is able to redeem even the most broken places of your life. You just have to believe. You know, the enemy wants to use your past to define you, you know. But God wants to use your past to refine you and to make you a better vessel, you know, and to testify of his goodness and his mercy. Redemption doesn't mean pretending that it never happened or you never passed through that, or you never experienced that, you know. But it means that you have to know that even though it did happen, God has the final word. You know, God has the final say in the narrative, and that that word is grace. You know, that word is grace to acknowledge that God has the final say. And even if I acknowledge that it happened, I went through that, I experienced that, I passed through that, God has the final say, and his final say and his word is to redeem. You know, so let God write a new chapter of your life and redeem you, because in Jesus your story isn't over. It is actually beginning. Your story is just beginning. God is able and faithful to start a new narrative. This message is not just for you, but for me as well. So stay blessed and receive the God's grace as he wants to redeem your life. And remember that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, you know. So whoever that the Son sets free is indeed free.
Lisa, thank you so much. We've come a long way. We've come a long way. And thank you so much. You know, it's like I'm listening to a testimony, you know, of Christ's wonderful work. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Create your happy moments.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Babongale!
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRain, ngibingelele nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke bomsakazo we-Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi redemption. Ukuhlengwa noma ukukhululwa. Redeemed is to be rescued, restored and forgiven. Redeem in Greek word is exarchorizo. Was used to describe someone purchasing a slave out of the slave market. X means out, and agorizo is the slave market. This slave market was called agora. Redemption is removing a slave from slavery in order to retain him to the status of freedom he enjoyed before he was enslaved. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 1 to 5 says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. according to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you should not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you should not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. For you shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. 5. You shall therefore keep my statute and my judgments, which a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. Freedom is our calling. Sibizelwe ukuba sibe izakhamuzi zasezulwini. Singafunda ke izenzo, Acts chapter 22 verse 28. Redeem. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14 says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Sakhululwa ebugcileni besono, sathengwa ngegazi lemvana. Our redemption was a legal transaction where Jesus traded his blood for our lives. He purchased our deliverance from bondage, from the kingdom of Satan, and translated us into his own domain. We were delivered from sin. We are introduced into freedom. When Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden, he sold the humankind into slavery. For what he did made humanity to be held hostage by the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, the ransom was needed to bring back what was lost. Then Jesus came in to do the damage control. Isaiah 59 verse 15 to 16 says, so truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. 16. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. What Adam did in the garden, Jesus canceled it on the cross. Adam sold us into sin. Jesus saved us and brought us life. Romans chapter 15 verse 17 to 19 says, for if by the once man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteousness act, the gift, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. As believers of Christ, we cannot experience the eternal death due to sin. Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Siyabonga babongane. We really appreciate you, sir.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729.
and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Pulapula I Radio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli liswe eliminyana. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku Open View 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. What is redemption?
Pastor Ray, this is Pastor Muzi.
Hey, Pastor Muzi.
Oh, this is Pastor Muzi. Mm. For me, redemption simply means newness. Redemption simply means the new beginning. Forget about the former things. The Lord is doing something new.
Take the next right.
This is my understanding. Siyabonga.
Inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga. Pastor Muzi, I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear as to what is meant by the concept of redemption, what it means, what it implies, and much of the times what we had come to make of it over the years and times.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, Professor, let me come back to you. I just want to go to the book of Romans, which is amazing there. Romans chapter 3. There is something that is quite amazing there. In Romans chapter 3, which I think perhaps maybe many people can find as amazing as I do. As someone said, you find some of the most awkward things as amazing, Ray. So I guess I am boring in a bit, you know, when it comes to things that are amazing. But when you look into Romans chapter 3, and you look at verse 24... I'm just paging my old Bible here. It says something quite interesting. And I want to start, because for the sake of context, I want to start verse 21. But now the righteousness of Yahuwah, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of Yahuwah through faith in Yahusha HaMashiach, to all and all who believe. For there is no difference. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahuwah, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Yahusha HaMashiach, whom Yahuwah has set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance Yahuwah had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and a justifier, the justifier of the one who has faith in Yahusha. Now, this is amazing, because we see this as a crossover, a propitiation. Christ comes forth as a propitiation. And this is to demonstrate the righteousness and the forbearance of the Father. And then just to really support what Barukiah had been saying there, it says, it's a Passover. If you can check it out, it says, we have been justified freely by his grace through his redemption that is in Yahusha HaMashiach, and says, whom Yahuwah has set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance Yahuwah had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time, which means now, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of those who have faith in the Messiah. It's amazing. Christ is the propitiation. What say you, Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. It is a mouthful. In fact, even to think about it, it's mind-boggling to think that the Father himself had to be involved in ensuring that we, as his people who were lost, come back to him.
Mm.
And is using the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, with his blood as a propitiation through faith. So in other words, the blood becomes the agent of redemption, and our faith becomes the key that we can access this redemption. And all of this he is doing just to demonstrate his righteousness. And this verse is fully packed, because there are many things that you can talk about while you try to read everything about this. The righteousness of the Father, he who is a justifier, is proven to be just in this case, putting together what Brother Barugia has spoken about, the substitution and the crossing over, the Passover. So it means we are being taken from one end to another. We are passing over through a certain region, taken to the right place, and that place is a demonstration of the righteousness of the Father. And what makes us possible, what makes it possible for us to get there, is our faith. But the agent that makes us to be on that side is the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. And the whole process is called redemption. And he who is a justifier is proving to everybody that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above that which we can think and ask for. And he is substituting the one who was guilty, and he is made guiltless. And he who had sinned is now regarded as sinless. So this is the works of justification, and this is the works that proves his righteousness. And when we are taken to the other side, we are put into a certain position. Then we are the righteousness of God, meaning we are now put in the position that we did not deserve at the beginning. But because of the blood and because of our faith, we are taken to that position, because we allowed the crossing over. We allowed him to usher us into this new position. And this is the works of the Father. And hence today we're talking about the works of redemption, which is what the Father did himself from within, because of the love that he has for us. And when you started reading from verse 21 to 23, we need to know that we were sinners, and we continue to be sinners, and we ran short of the glory of the Lord. But the justifier came and took us out of bondage and bought us by the blood, that we may pass over and get into the other side, and we are called the righteousness of the Most High. I also want to bring across here the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2, starting from verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and the Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." So this is the work that the Father did through the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that we may appear glorious to him before himself, because he wanted to usher us and bring us across, as we're talking about the crossing over. And he did that through the works of redemption, so that all the lawless deed that we were doing in the past will no longer be part of us. Hence, at the end of the day, we are unable or we shouldn't be going back to where we come from. We shouldn't even quote what happened before we got saved, because that work is no longer counted on us, because we have been justified. We have been taken into the other side. So redemption says you are no longer a sinner. Your sins that were imputed to you are no longer part of you after the work of redemption, because the blood of Yahushua has cleansed you. You are now a clean person. You've been purified. So justification of the Lord, which comes from him, makes you to be able to speak boldly. Even if people can come to blame you and to speak evil of you, you have this confidence within you: I am the righteousness of God. I am a new creation, and I'm able to live a life of victory because I have crossed over there is a time of substitution that happened on the cross, and he took my position. So when I am redeemed, I understand that he came and took my position. So therefore, I will not remember the past, for the Lord has forgotten everything that happened in the past, because the blood of Yahusha cleansed everything about me. So it makes the child of God to take a bold stand and speak as the Father is speaking, and our language is corrected by the understanding that redemption has given us a new identity. It also has to give us a new language, a new confession, and a new conviction, because we are now the righteousness of God. Substitution took place. He took my position, and I am now in the new path and in this new place that I've been ushered to by the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this very issue of redemption. What it means.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Kanmambo
mfundisi wa mina.
Hayi siyabingelela pastor, angeke sibambe ibende ngoba sesikhathi sibaleka.
Yeah.
Manje ke mfundisi, ukuthethelelwa kwezono mfundo encwadini kaLuka 11, usixolele izono zethu.
Mm.
Irivalele imilandu yahina mfundisi.
Mm.
Manje ke ivangeli leni elingathetheleli izono asivangeli lelo mfundisi.
Mm.
Evangeli leli mfundisi elithethelelwa izono, lithethelela abantu izono.
Yeah.
Leli likhulula abantu mfundisi.
Yes.
Ngokuba abantu kule nsuku bakhululwa mfundisi ngento eziningi, bakhululwa ngeoyile. Bona oyile le mfundisi, uma umfundisi ekuthele ngakathele noma ubani mfundisi, labakhipha izishuma. Bona abafundisi abaningi la, banama-oyile mfundisi. Bona abafundisi abaningi la, uma umthatha. Uda ayishumayela lapho ku Red Bull Fit. Akayiphathi indaba e-oyila mfundisi.
Okay.
Akatsho ukuthi oyile unayo noma nganayo.
Yeah.
Le oyile leyikile imanga mfundisi.
Eh madoda. Eh madoda.
Uma wathela umuntu mfundisi kuphuma idemoni.
Eh.
Noma unganadimoni uma kuthela ngayo mfundisi uyophuma idemoni.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Le oyile leyistrong mfundisi. Angazi bathatha aphi nandawo naphi ngale. Manje le nto le igidisizo umuntu abantu noma sekwenkonzweni ukuthi izono zihambile noma zihambe. Ngomunye wenkonzweni akanazishuma mfundisi. Angekafinyelele kuyothelwa ngale oyile. Manje kufuna ube nezishuma emvilopheni uziyovela lapha kumprista lapha nemile nejekele oyile.
Hey madoda.
Uthele labakhipha izishuma kuphela.
Kanimama mfundisi mina nakhensa, madoda. Athi redemption ayikho. Kunama oil bakuthela ngeoil uma ukhipha izishuma. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Here's another WhatsApp.
It says, thank you for the great program. If we live according to this world, it is our redemption. Is our redemption still valid? Or is this redemption only for those who forsake the pleasures of this world? If one declares faith in Yahushua, the Son of the Most High, but loves the world and its entertainment, is there salvation for that person? I say no, until they repent and abandon their worldly ways. James 4 verse 4. Could you give us some examples of what it is to be worldly? However, Father wants our hearts. He can see into us where is our allegiance. We cannot hide anything from him. Much baraka. Anushka.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1. My focus is on verse 30, but I'd like the context from 26. And it says, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. I'm also responding to Anushka. And says, but Yahuwah has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And Yahuwah has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And then it says, and the same things of the world and the things which are despised, Yahweh has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are, in Yahushua HaMashiach, who became for us the wisdom from Yahuwah, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That is, it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Elohim. Now we see Christ as the wisdom of the Father. But also this redemption is also a gift of wisdom to us. A gift of sanctification. A gift of righteousness to us. It means this righteousness we have, the sanctification that we have, the wisdom that we have, is of the Father. He has endowed it upon us in this passage, in this crossover, in this passing over. What say you, Malak, finally?
To that about Malak. Indeed, when we look at the story of crossover, it shows and gives us a path of how we should walk, and that is the path of righteousness, to say, in order for us to be able to achieve the crown, there is a particular way in which how we should be able to walk, and that walk takes us to the other side, because we all know that we are not of this world, and we know that this world eventually will be folded. So now we await the new world, which is simply the new Jerusalem. Now, when we look also in maybe let's say the scripture, the book of they call him Isaiah, whom is Yeshaya. When you read in the passage, most of the time it is speaking about the redemption, because this redemption, it also or announces the one who comes to redeem. And the name of the prophet becomes the name that is related, being Yeshaya, it relates to Yahusha, because He is the Savior, the Redeemer, and he comes to announce, because he's showing us to say, this is the path in which we walk in order for us to achieve that redemption, or to taste it, basically. So we have to have that desire, and it is now in walking in the light, it is in walking in the commandments of the law that Abba Yahuwah has said. Also, you look in the book of Hosea, which is Husha as well, which also relates to Yahusha HaMashiach, the Redeemer. Because we see something that he's been told, go and marry a prostitute. So now, who are prostitutes? Prostitutes are like us, or in this instance, it was Yashara. People that have followed, that have loved the things of the earth. But then Abba Yahuwah dispatches his only begotten son to go and to rescue men in order for him to help us to be able to cross over, to be saved, to be redeemed, to be crowned. And thus we are made spotless, or we are stainless, basically, because now there is this one that saves, and who carries this redemption that me and you are looking for, and by walking in the commandments. Shalom.
Shalom. And I want to thank the both of you. Professor, thank you so much, and may the Father do you good.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. And Brother Baruch here, be blessed with your family, and a blessing to all our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Glory to the Most High this evening as well. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. And Malak, thank you so much. And much of the Father's grace is upon you, sir.
Malak, Tudaraba, much appreciated. And we thank Abba Yahuwah for your life, for that life of your families, and also to Professor Buyi Sondezi and family as well. May Abba Yahuwah keep on increasing you. I speak Rabbah over your lives, multiplication over your life in Yahusha's name. And may we meet again, Yahuwah willingly, with the beloved Radio Pulpit listeners. Shalom.
Shalom. We speak also the peace of the Father upon you and your families. Thank you so much. And please note, coming up next is Men's Dialogue. If you have a men's organization and you have a men's fellowship, you have a minister of men, please make sure that you speak with me. Speak with me on my Facebook, and then you can come to the show. As many people have been appealing and saying, how do I get to be on Men's Dialogue? You can come in. It's free of charge. No one is paying. No one owns the show. The show is Men's Dialogue. It's an idea that we came with many years ago. And so please make sure that you talk to me. And you can talk to me on Facebook. You can talk to me on Twitter. It's called X. You can talk to me on whatever platform that you find me. You can talk to me there. And it's not even about organizations of men. It's about issues that are confronting men. Let's get this into context quite properly. And coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And thank you so much. Tuda Rabah.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.